basically using CBD, I was able to deal with anxiety, different pains and ailments I had. And what I found was there were zero side effects when I used plant-based medicine.
Welcome to the Second Wind Podcast, dedicated to guiding you towards a healthier, happier, and more fulfilling life. I am your host, Judy Marie Trimber, best-selling author and founder of Miracles of Health. As someone who has naturally healed through numerous health challenges myself, I clearly understand the struggles that many of us face on a daily basis. But I also know that there is hope and healing beyond those challenges. Through my journey and experiences, I have learned how to create purpose beyond pain and find joy in life again. In this podcast, I share my personal insights as well as practical tips and advice to help you on your own journey towards health, healing, and prosperity. It's time to catch your second wind so you can soar towards a brighter future. So today with us, this is so awesome. We have Steve Vance, and our title, our topic for today, which we, Steve and I are both so darn excited about this. It's called The Power of Plant-Based Medicine. And I got to meet Steve for the first time this past week. And as soon as we had our first conversation and everything we just started exploring and talking about with herbs and health and natural modalities, it was like fireworks going off. And this is how the universe is working right now. The synchronicities and the power and the time of what is surfacing with people's lives, who's connecting where. It's happening so divinely, so quickly right now. And that's why Steve and I feel more of an urgency, nothing about force and pressure, but this excitement and this passion of what more can we share with the listeners? What more can we help share with other people that will give them hope? And it's so cool, Steve. Before we went on here today, the name of my company and the website is miraclesofhealth.com. And as we were talking, you kept saying miracles of hope, miracles of hope. I love that because that's what we need right now.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, miracles of hope now. So that was pretty sweet. I personally would love to hear your story. What woke you up? What led you into the direction with natural plant-based medicine that you're so committed to and so passionate about?
Thanks, Judy, for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here and speak with you today. Yeah, my story with plant-based medicines really originates back to the early days when I was experimenting with different things at the time. But when it really resonated for me was 2015, 2016. I had found out about CBD, that there was a non-psychoactive part of the cannabis plant that could be extremely beneficial for people on an emotional level and a physical level. So I started basically just ordering tinctures and different products from Colorado, trying them in Georgia to see how viable they were. And I found them to be unbelievably efficacious. They were medicines that were doing things for me that I had sought after Western medicine solutions that I hadn't gotten, or I had gotten with side effects.
For example,
A lot of stomach gut biome issues with mm-hmm. Western medicine. So I think that's one of the things that makes plant-based medicine superior to Western medicine, is that we have found through science and studies that most pressed medications, powdered medications, man-made medications, for lack of a better term, really are bad for our gut. And our health is centered around our gut biome, as we know. If your gut is out of balance, your body's out of balance. If your body's out of balance, your mind is out of balance, because they work together. A lot of people like to separate the mind and the body as two entities. But scientifically, we found over the past couple of decades that without a doubt, the two are tied into each other's health. If you don't have health in one, you don't have health in either. So basically using CBD, I was able to deal with anxiety, different pains and ailments I had. And what I found was there were zero side effects when I used plant-based medicine. That was not a situation that I ever had with medications that I was prescribed for certain ailments along my life. Mm-hmm. So once I kind of tapped into that, then the wheels started turning and I started thinking, cannabis that is psychoactive is only for a certain amount of people. There's only certain people that that is going to be a viable health option for. As far as CBD is concerned, I looked at it as universal. This is something that even they've found has been helpful for children in certain situations that are afflicted with epilepsy and different diseases. Using plant-based medicine and not having the side effects that I was used to experiencing from Western medicine, that opened it up to a much larger audience that could use these medicines and really benefit from it. And because of my past history, my father attended the Naval Academy and had friends that went off to Vietnam, went off to war. And I saw the effects of war on my dad's friends over time and realized this would be a very viable option for veterans, seniors who don't want to feel any psychoactive effects of any plant-based medicines, even children who we don't want to be psychoactive or experience any psychoactivity until they reach a certain age for brain development. All these different scenarios looked like a need that was out there and in great numbers. And so that alone prompted me to leave Georgia and to come to Colorado, even without anything established, just knowing that I was planning on helping people with plant-based medicines for solutions they had never had, with medicines that are not giving them side effects, which they had never experienced. So the opportunity really is what drove me here, the opportunity to help people better their health with plant-based medicines.
Oh, wow. I love that story, Steve, because a lot of different people during those years were moving here or flying here to get some really critical help. And I never shared this with you, but in 2016, outside of my office, I fell and got a severe traumatic brain injury.
Oh, wow.
And so the segment of my brain that was extremely affected had to do with short-term memory, but definitely light. Okay, that part of the brain was, so I had to have things blacked out, and I was in the hyperbaric chamber for months, you know, during the week. Wow. Doctors, I got a lot of help all over. They just were concerned how well I would heal. And then after 9 months, the brain just really became even more inflamed, and the head pain, and I found out the vagus nerve was not healing. So at the time, my daughter said, "We're going to a dispensary." And I said, "Well, two things I don't do is sushi and dispensaries." But the pain, you know, of desperation gets you where you need to be. And absolutely. So we went, and that was the first I heard about CBD. So I bought up a whole variety of CBD, but there was one that day I was able to handle light. That day I was able, my brain just stopped hurting, all the inflammation, everything. And I said, I got to research this. I got to know what this is about. And I've got to do something that will help a lot of people who've ever had a brain injury. I truly believe they should take CBD every day.
Absolutely.
Because the long-term effects from untreated, just like you're talking about those who've been in the military, PTSD, anything, but the long-term mm-hmm. effect of not properly healing the brain is dementia and Alzheimer's. Okay?
Absolutely.
It's the early onset of it. And Steve, this is so wild. You know, I know we're talking a bit about CBD, but I'll tell you what, it is gold. It is nature's medicine to help us to heal. And you know, what that does to the endocannabinoid system, which I'm sure you're extremely aware of. If there's a brain injury, there's a gut injury. If there's
that's right.
something going on in the gut, your brain's not functioning right. It's all interrelated.
No. Yeah, sure our minds and bodies are tied together. Without the health of one, you don't have the health of either. You know, and I think there's a lot of people that distinguish that those are two separate entities, but your body works, you know, in synchronicity with all parts. So in order to get optimization, you have to be healthy from your mind to your heart.
Mm-hmm. And this is where I was so thankful to be working in an industry and being part of the company that I have, Miracles of Health, because we have specialized for years in detoxification, colon health, digestive health. If I didn't have access to a number of the herbs and formulas that I do have for the gut, my progress, I truly believe, would be a lot slower, along with taking the CBD. The other thing I didn't expect, Steve, that came from longer use of taking CBD, which I am committed to this high quality CBD organic till on and on years. I was very dyslexic. I don't transpose numbers now. It's amazing what this has done, sharpen my brain. And as time goes, this is, I don't know if you've found this with CBD. So when I had the brain injury, I had to consume a whole lot more of CBD initially. Yes. And as time goes on with CBD, as you continue to heal, you need less. Now, I understand if you do other things recreationally, it might be a little different. But if we're using it medicinally, it should follow suit with that type of protocol. And I found that with herbs, you know, overall, I found that using other herbs too. You know, initially you might need more, and then the body kind of stabilizes.
Yeah, so that opens me up to the topic of the difference between isolating the CBD chemical and then talking about full spectrum. So you mentioned,
I'd love to hear you explain that more.
Yeah, so you had mentioned the endocannabinoid system. So we want balance of that system. In order to have balance of that system, it requires multiple cannabinoids, terpenes, flavonoids, all these different components of the plant that are medicinal. Once you have an array of those cannabinoids working together, you get what's called the entourage effect. The sum of the whole of all those parts is greater than any of the individual compounds by themselves. So what I've found in the past is take CBD isolate. So that is just the isolated CBD molecule. That's been something that people have wanted to use in concerns with full spectrum because of the low amounts of THC that are in full spectrum, not wanting to feel anything psychoactive, possibly drug tests, insurance, different situations. So we find that the people start to take isolate and it works for them, but then they start to develop a tolerance for where it doesn't do the same thing. But if you take a product like Full Spectrum, which has the array of cannabinoids, then you are not going to build up a tolerance to these medicines. Mm-hmm. They're going to function like normal medicine, as to where isolate, you would actually build a tolerance. And at some point, it might not do the same things it was originally doing for you. So I've been taking Full Spectrum tincture for the last 6 years. It has changed my life on a lot of different levels, which I could go into all the different things and specifics like you said. But I think people have looked at these medicines like a take as needed medicine. Yeah. Really, when you look at CBD, it should be taken like a supplement daily, because it's doing all sorts of things behind the scenes that you can't even see that it's going through that process. You just get fortunate enough to get those results by taking it over time.
I am so glad you're sharing this, and which brings up another question I have for you. There are a lot of people who have a misunderstanding what CBD is. They think it's some kind of bad drug, and that you're a drug addict and you're going to get addicted to this, and on and on. And I mean, the first American flag was made out of hemp. You know, ropes that Absolutely. Were used in the military were made out of hemp. Hemp has been around a long time, and you've got a little bit of history on this.
Absolutely. I've got a lot of history on the hemp plant and just kind of what it's gone through and the reasons that it was initially outlawed in the early days is because, honestly, it didn't even really have as much to do with psychoactivity or using it as a drug. Mm-hmm. It had to do with nylon actually coming along and being a product that was inferior to hemp, but had probably the right people at the top. As we know in our society, when there's somebody at the top and they see a threat coming, they're typically antagonistic towards that type of thing. So the nylon industry was feeling the competition from the hemp industry as far as fiber and creating these everyday products, you know, that it was poised to do before it was outlawed. It really was cut short of all the things that it could do for people individually, but also on a societal level.
It's one of the companies involved with that, if I remember correctly, was DuPont.
DuPont and, is the one. Yeah.
One of them, yeah. And prior to that, this was what was used as a natural medication for pain. It was used to help women as they went into labor. It was used for hysteria, you know.
And literally, over time, it's been found to have tens of thousands of uses, mm-hmm. you know, anywhere from it could run a car to generating oil, you know, that is become a medicine. I mean, it just, mm-hmm. there's really no end to what hemp can do as far as we can see. Now, there's obviously different strains for different mm-hmm. uses. But what we're seeing is, you know, we don't even know everything that it can do, even though it has this long history where it goes back with the United States. And I believe even the sails of the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria were made out of hemp coming over to discover America. So it has so many uses, but it was just kind of brushed off to the side because of intentions of people that were looking to make more money in their industry, not necessarily looking out for humanity.
And you know what, Steve, we've seen this throughout the years when something has become so useful, so effective. And if there are certain parties or people with greed and control, if they cannot maximize off of it, they lie about it and they find ways to make it sound like this is so dangerous and this is so bad. All my 40 years in the herb industry, I have seen this happen over and over. All of a sudden an herb is like outlawed, but I have not found in history once someone died from CBD, someone died from taking a particular herb, and they tried to make, there was a case try to be made that lobelia, that the FDA considers it's not on their grass list, generally recommended as safe. That right. is such a beautiful herb, but they said somebody died from that. They didn't really die from that. That's not what they died from. It was what they were doing in conjunction with, but it had nothing to do with that herb.
Those kind of companies, there's a large history of demonization of things that they either want to go away or they want to obtain and control and own those things, right? We've seen this happen on multiple levels in society where something superior comes up to challenge the status quo of, you know, whoever is in the pole position at the time. But then the only interest of the one who's at the top is either owning or destroying the competitor. Mm-hmm. So we've heard so much propaganda about cannabis. There is literally zero deaths attributed to cannabis use in the history of the world in cannabis. That is a fact. Yeah. So once we take, so then if we're just speaking of THC cannabis, there's psychoactivity there. If we're talking about CBD and even full spectrum, where there's small amounts of THC that are recommended in order to obtain the entourage effect, where the sum of all parts is stronger than the individual. And that's what we're looking at with cannabinoids, terpenes, and flavonoids. Mm-hmm. All these different compounds working synergistically to get the best medicine available. Natural medicine without side effects, real healing, not masking of different symptoms like we've seen with a lot of medicines in Western medicine.
I like that a lot. It reminds me of a B complex, a B vitamin, and people take certain Bs, which can be very effective, but ultimately taking the B complex as a whole is ideal. That's the way it comes across in nature. You know, that's the way.
Magnesium might be another good example. Yes. You've got all these different types of magnesium, but the more that you have represented, the more efficacious it is on a health level.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I want to mention, since we're kind of going that way with the CBD, it's amazing how it goes right into bone marrow, goes 6 inches deep into the body, and it could last 4 to 6 hours. It's so medicinal. It has such a, when we're working with plant medicine, okay, and this could be herbs, and this could be, you know, other things as well. Nature is so intelligent. It knows, you know, the earth and what's been created, what we need, what could best open up our light bodies. And that's the time we're living in now, of enlightenment. Okay. And this can help our consciousness, help our awareness. You know, as we are going through these absolutely incredible changes on the planet that are speeding up, and people want to stay more focused. They want to deal with the inflammation, the pain. They want that spiritual strength, that peace, that light body. And I truly believe CBD and other herbs to support it, and a number of things that we have here at Miracles of Health to help support that awakening process as we are in the planet shift, staying out of the negativity, but go towards, wow, what will help these bodies, you know, to become more progressive of how we were designed to be.
Yeah, almost signifying what you had said at the beginning of the talk, miracles of hope. I think that plant-based medicine is the future of giving humanity hope. We've seen how Western medicines have fallen short in a lot of areas. Western medicines have been promoted as being a solution for problems, but creating much larger problems as the opioid crisis has presented itself. Mm-hmm. We're just at a transformational time. In my lifetime, I've never seen a period like the last few years. I don't know what the future holds, but I know that we need to create good health for people because of all the stressors that we have in the world, all the stimuli coming at us so fast, the over-transmission of communication between individuals. You know, I don't think that, you know, the intention for human beings was to be as connected as the internet and our phones can make us at times, but it also offers an opportunity for us to reach more people, have a greater outreach, and kind of put a spin on that story to where, okay, if we have the accessibility, let's use it because it's being presented in a way that we haven't seen before.
Oh, gosh, Steve, I love that. I find this so inspiring, very educational, helpful to people. I look forward to doing more podcasts with you. And absolutely. I think there's a number of other subjects that our listeners would love to hear about in relationship to this and plant medicine. And I want to thank you so much for chiming in with me today and raising the consciousness of plant medicine and the power of CBD and Miracles of Health. We have organic, superior, phenomenal CBD in a tincture, massage oil. We have it in the salve, and it sounds like you're going to share some more incredible ideas of what more we could do here at Miracles of Health. So I look forward to more of these conversations with you.
Oh, I just love talking with you, Judy. I think you and I have a real rapport, and we have a common interest in helping the masses and getting these medicines out to people, because it's never been more pivotal of a time that people need medicine than right now. And we have solutions, CBD just being the tip of the iceberg, even for that plant. There's a lot of cannabinoids that are being studied, and a lot that we can work with now to create other medicines for other solutions for people. Literally, when it comes to nature, it feels like that the canvas is unlimited that we can paint.
Thank you. And I love that term. It's nature healing nature. Okay.
Yes.
That's what we're a part of. And I want to keep creating more miracles of hope for as many people as we can.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode. I trust that you found the insights and stories shared inspiring and beneficial. If you're ready to catch your second wind and transform your life, hit that subscribe button so that you are first to know when episodes are released every week. Let's continue the journey of health and transformation together. To support this podcast, please leave a rating and a written review on your podcast app of choice. Help us strengthen the winds of change by sharing the Second Wind podcast with everyone you know. For more information, please visit judymarie.net and miraclesofhealth.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at Judy Marie Trimber and at Miracles of Health. Always remember to believe in miracles and never give up on yourself. Embrace your own second wind. Take care and be well.